We continue our sermon series on the Word alone. It's been our emphasis throughout this year at Trinity, Sola Scriptura, the Scriptures alone. And 2 weeks ago, we looked at seeing the Word alone, seeing the Word most clearly in Jesus, the Word made flesh. And last week, hearing the Word of God alone, that we hear the Word in the midst of all the chaos of life and even in the midst of the silence, the Word of God always breaks through. And today, we're going to look at believing in the Word of God, the Word alone. Next week, to be created by the Word alone. And it's my fervent prayer that over the next few minutes or so that you would be formed by this Word alone. And that every Sunday when you come to Trinity Lutheran Church, that this Word would form you, because the Word of God is mighty and active. It's a living Word, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it accomplishes the purposes for which the Lord sends it out. The word of the Lord endures forever. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you may not have recognized him. The last time that we saw John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness proclaiming with a bold faith in the Messiah that he was the Mighty One. John knew that Jesus was the Mighty One. He knew all the stories about Jesus. He was born 6 months before Jesus. He grew up with him. He knew that Jesus' miraculous birth, and he knew about the shepherds and the angelic hosts that appeared that night. He knew about Simeon and Anna in the temple holding him up and saying, "Surely my eyes have seen thy salvation of the Lord, which he has prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." John knew that there were kings that came from the east and presented Jesus with gifts, and I'm sure he knew many stories about Jesus growing up, because John's mother, Elizabeth, was a relative of Jesus' mother, Mary. John's own father, Zechariah, even promised him that you, child, you'll be the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins. John knew that Jesus was the Most High, that he was the Mighty One. And so John runs into the wilderness proclaiming with a bold faith that Jesus is the Mighty One. "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not even worthy to stoop down and untie." John believed. How could he not? When Jesus was baptized, the clouds opened up. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in the form of a dove, and God spoke from the clouds, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." John himself saw and heard. He knew. He knew that Jesus was mightier than he, that he was the Mighty One, and that he would come and bring God's vengeance once and for all. "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he'll clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Evil men won't stay strong, and justice is going to be served, and God's vengeance is going to come, and he will come and save his people once and for all." That's where we last saw John. He had such a bold faith. And the Lord, he knew he was the Mighty One. But things are now much different. I told you that you may not recognize him anymore, because his life has taken a turn for the worst. And now John is singing a different tune in our gospel reading, because John's in prison. He's chained and starved. He's about to have his own head served on a royal platter as a party favor for a queen. And so John has every right to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come? Are you the Mighty One? Or shall we look for another? Are you the Mighty One? Because it sure doesn't look like you are. Evil men are still strong. Justice hasn't been served. God's vengeance hasn't come. The captives haven't been set free. Are you mighty? Because my life is falling apart. John, who was once on top of the whole world, receiving thousands in the wilderness to be baptized, bringing the religious leaders to their knees, was now locked away in the dark shadows of a prison. John was looking for God's vengeance in Jesus, and it wasn't there. Are you the mighty one? John was looking for the prisoners to be set free in Jesus, but it wasn't there. Are you the mighty one? John was looking for the mighty one, and Jesus no longer looked mighty. What is it that you've been looking for? Has life felt like a prison lately? All you see are the dark shadows of your mistakes and the cold echo of your agonizing thoughts reverberating through your mind. And so you looked for peace in Jesus, but it wasn't there. I thought that you were mighty. Are you the mighty one? The chains still grip tight on your wrists, and you can't seem to break the chains of your addictions, so you looked for deliverance in Jesus. But it wasn't there. I thought that you were mighty. Are you the mighty one? And so you looked within and you find a heart that's been shredded to pieces by others. And so you looked for healing in Jesus. But it's not there. Are you the mighty one? I thought that you were mighty. Things aren't always as they seem to be, are they? Like John, perhaps you've had times in your life where you've asked, are you the mighty one or not? Are you the one who is to come? Are you mighty, or shall we look for another? Because your vengeance hasn't come, evil men are still strong, and the chains are beginning to hurt. Are you the mighty one? Jesus said, go and tell them what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Tell them that I am the mighty one, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Lord of life, the everlasting one. Tell them that I came so that they would have the forgiveness of all of their sins, of every past mistake. Tell them that God's vengeance did come. It came upon me on my cross on Calvary's hill, and that his justice was carried out for their sake upon me, their shepherd. Tell them that I am the Prince of Peace, and that I'm never going to leave them. I'm never going to forsake them, that they are mine. Tell them that I will come again and clear the threshing floor and burn the chaff with unquenchable fire. Tell them that all who believe in me and are baptized in my name, I will gather them up in my barn safe and sound that day. Tell them that I have broken their chains. I've conquered the devil. I've conquered their sin. I've even conquered their grave. Tell them that when they are weak, then I am strong. I am strong for them. And tell them, blessed are you who is not offended by me. This is the good news preached to the poor. The good news preached to John, the good news preached to you, that he is the mighty one. No matter what you see before you. And his word is all that we need. Doubting Thomas, he needed to see to believe. But Jesus said, you see because you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe. His word that has declared that I will come and save you. Amen.